Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Man, screw what they saying, dog. Man, I'm trying not to curse because I think you get demonetized if you curse in the first like 30 seconds of a video. I'm not trying to do that. But screw what they saying, dog. You listen, let me tell y'all what's been pissing me the hell off over the last week or so. You listen to all these podcasts and the national media, whatever, talking about, you know, they review every playoff series and give their predictions. And every time they get to the Heat versus Celtics series, they may spend maybe 5 seconds talking about it. Say, well, we know that's going to be a sweep. Well, we know Miami's going to get their ass kicked. They have no shot in hell. And why the hell are y'all acting like Miami's some pushover? Like Miami hasn't beat Boston in the damn playoffs 2 out of the last 3 times. Like Miami hasn't been to the last NBA Finals. Put some damn respect on the Miami Heat's name. It pisses me off. But how many times do we got to teach you this lesson, old man? To quote the fish from SpongeBob. Seriously, listen, this is not like your average 1-8 where we've seen in the past teams like the Orlando Magic. You know, I'm talking the old Magic got matched up against with someone. Or the Hornets a couple years ago, whoever the hell was the one seed back then. This is the goddamn Miami Heat. Put some respect on their name. And before I continue this video, Tyler Hero, get your ass down here into frame. You standing right up here tonight. You beautiful man, you. My God. Listen, don't you ever dare count out the Miami Heat. Don't you ever dare do it. I know the one that got me very frustrated recently was I was listening to the new numbers on the board. You know, the podcast with Kenny Beecham and those boys. Shout out to them. They were just on ESPN for the first time. Love them. Been listening to them for almost 10 years now. Or at least Kenny, you know, the podcast since it started. Whatever. They were reviewing the series. And as soon as they got to the Miami Heat, I said, you know what? I know the national media is stupid for the most part, but Kenny and these boys know ball. Mike, Derek, Pierre, and them, they know ball. Let me hear what they got to say. And they said the same damn thing. They said, well, Miami got no shot at this, so let's move on. Put some respect on the name, bro. This team, 2 out of the last 4 NBA Finals, 3 out of the last 4 Eastern Conference Finals, beat the Celtics, 2 out of the last 3 playoff series, and was 1 Jimmy Butler 3 or a BS call on a Max Strus foot out of bounds, which wasn't even out of bounds, from beating the Celtics every damn time in this era. What a game. What a win for the Miami Heat. Shout out Shaquille O'Neal because, I mean, I wasn't listening to the TNT broadcast. I was on Bally with your boys Eric and Crotty. But I did hear that Shaq called for the Heat to get a 10-point win tonight. And that's exactly what we saw as the Miami Heat win 111-101. What a game. So the Miami Heat, they got off to a bit of a hot start. I believe they were up in the first quarter. And then the second quarter, they get hot as well. They go up about 5. Caleb Martin started getting booed. That's when Caleb Martin started going off. Shout out to him. And then Jaylen Brown went on like a personal 9-0 run, right? And all of this pretty much happened off the three-point shooting, right? We'll get into numbers and stuff, but I'm just trying to get a quick rundown of the game. Like in the first quarter, the Heat shot 19 shots. 15 of those were threes. 8 of them went in. So they were 8 of 15 from 3 in the first quarter, right? And then eventually, I think the Heat did take like a 1 or 2 point lead at halftime because they were up 5. And like I said, Jaylen Brown, personal 9-0 run. But then you go into that third quarter. Caleb and Tyre are moving different. They get absolutely hot. The Heat go up by 12. And then you had a bit of a Boston comeback. I give credit to that team. That team is damn good. Duncan missed a 3, and then Hauser came back and hit one. And then we go into the fourth quarter, and that's when the Miami Heat really, really ratcheted up the defense. Listen, we could talk about the three-point shooting, but the Miami Heat won this game because they held the Boston Celtics to 40 points in the second half. They had 18 in the third quarter, 22 in the second. That's why the Miami Heat won this basketball game. What a phenomenal, phenomenal performance. I mean, Brian Scalabrine, you want to talk about a code red? Oh, Spoelstra called code red for Caleb Martin, right? Which is, get your ass on the court, give Caleb Martin the damn ball, and get out of his way. Oh, my God. Ooh, is it hot in here? Or is it just me? No, it's Caleb Martin. Caleb Martin tonight, 21 points. 7 of 12. 5 of 6 from 3. Boo. Yeah, boo. Yeah, keep booing Caleb Martin, you dumbass racist Celtics fans. How many times are you going to boo Caleb Martin before you realize that you can't guard him? that the booze feed him. The dude is a beast. I don't care if he had 4 points last game. What great players do is they respond, and that's what Caleb Martin did tonight. He responded. Wow, what a performance from Caleb Martin. I've gone too long in this video without mentioning Tyler Hero again. Tyler freaking Hero. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 14 assists, 7 of 13, 6 of 11 from 3. Game dagger layup over Porzingis at the end of the game. What cojones for Tyler Hero. After being terrible in the first game, I wasn't too hard on him for it because I said I'm not going to keep flip-flopping back and forth on Tyler every time he has a bad game. We all know he was terrible. He doesn't need another person to say it. So for Tyler Hero to come back out tonight and do what he did, my God. Hats off to you, Tyler Hero. Absolutely incredible performance. As well as Bam Adebayo tonight. 21 points, 10 rebounds, 9 of 13 shooting. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. It did get me upset. There was twice that Bam refused to take a shot at the end of a quarter, like a half-court shot. Cared more about his three-point percentage than the half-court shot. Luckily, I don't got to get mad about that because there was a couple things I was going to get mad about. Like that, there was a lot of Nico's sloppy turnovers from him. Jovic tonight, by the way, shot the skin off the ball. 11 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists for Jovi. 4-5 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3. What a performance. But he did have the 5 turnovers. One of them, don't even think was his fault. He's running down the court. Derek White's chasing him from behind. And I'm screaming, watch behind, Nico. Watch behind, watch behind. And the ball gets tipped. If you're on the Heat, you got to warn your teammates when they're getting chased from behind. You got to warn them. You know what we didn't talk about? The Celtics fans leaving early. I better hear someone talking about that tomorrow. Because you know if it was Miami, that's all you'd be hearing. You hear it from Michael Wilbon. You hear it from the likes of Kendrick Perkins and how bad the Miami fans are. You want to see how bad the Miami fans are? Go to Miami next game. See how that building is going to be rocking, and then tell me how bad the Miami fans are. Get the hell out of here. You guys don't even watch basketball. I don't even know why I bother spending the energy getting upset over it. Let's talk about 16-game player, Jaime Jaquez Jr., a rookie. 14 points, 3 of 6 from 3. Overall, the efficiency wasn't great, but the dude had the onions tonight. Dagger threes at the end. Threes to stop the bleeding when Celtics are going on the run. What a balls play day. Playoffs by Jaime Jaquez Jr. We talked about the whole starting lineup. Haywood Highsmith off the bench. 9 points. 3 of 5 from 3. Huge triples again to stop the bleeding. After going scoreless last game, what a bounce back for Haywood Highsmith. DeLon Wright got you a 3 today. Duncan Robinson wasn't great. 2 for 7. The defense was terrible. He's clearly not healthy. But he got you 6 points. And Kevin Love today actually didn't play in the second half at all. Only played 6 minutes, which did surprise. But I think it's because that unit in the third quarter kind of got hot. I think it was like Caleb, Jaime, Bam, Tyler, and was it maybe Yo or Highsmith or Jovic? I forget who the fifth one in there was. But my God, what a game. Listen, we knew the Heat had to play great basketball to beat this Celtics team. This Celtics team is damn good. In the Heat tonight, 43 three-point attempts. They made 23. That's a 54% clip compared to the Celtics who shot 12 of 32, right? So I want to compare the attempts though, right? The Miami Heat shot 43 three-point attempts. Compare that to last game, the Heat shot a grand total of 37 three-point attempts. But see, again, I guess a lot of that was because of the fourth quarter. I can't check the first half stats on the app here, but I remember one of the things that was the most concerning was the differential in three-point attempts. The Celtics were killing us because they outnumbered us in threes. Threes are worth more than twos, and they got a hell of a lot more threes up, which is why they hit more threes, right? I wanted to see the Heat come out today and not overpass, not be hesitant, and just overall not be scared to shoot the three. And from the jump, that's exactly what we saw. I mean, we talked about it earlier. 19 total shots in the first quarter, 15 of them were threes. And they did not slow down. And you were getting it from absolutely everyone. I mean, let's run through the threes here real quick. You had Hakez with 3, Jovic with 3, Bam didn't get any, but Caleb with 5, Hero with 6, Highsmith with 3, Robinson with 2, DeLon with 1. It went the whole team. Now, going into the next game, right? I think the next game is Saturday at 6. Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, Saturday at 6. Do you expect to shoot this hot again? Maybe, maybe not. But can you expect the Celtics to shoot it as hot as they did the first game? No. Also, no. At least not every game. That's why I told you after the last game, I said, let's see if the Celtics can do it again. Let's see. And tonight they didn't. The Miami Heat did, and they took advantage and put some damn respect on the Miami Heat's name if you have not already. What a win. I feel like there's a lot more that I could talk about here. I wasn't feeling great the last couple of days. I don't know if you could hear it in my voice. It's not just the screaming. So I didn't get a chance to talk about like the Caleb foul or the code red that Scalabrine was talking about. But all that stuff's in the past now. Just point is that the Heat got a great win to tie this series. Now, I don't necessarily believe in momentum between series, especially with Heat Celtics. We've never really seen momentum care. Well, I guess you can't say that. The Heat were up 3-0 and the Celtics won 3-0, but or went 1-3 straight after that last year. But the point is, one win can really swing the momentum either direction, which is why I don't think the momentum exists in the first place. But we'll see what happens. Right now, I'm just super hyped. Spend the next few days, enjoy it. I know what I'm going to talk about. The guys going out to the club. You know, you saw the video with like Tyler, Jovic. They were at the club. People were mad about that. Not me. Let these guys enjoy their off day. Like, they don't have to be grinding in the gym every second of every day. If anything, I like the fact that the guys are able to let loose and get their mind right after a bad loss, because I think it's very, very important to get your mind right going into the next game. I don't think you have to be locked in and sit in your room 24 hours doing nothing. Go out, have some fun, clear your mind, get ready to play basketball, because the Heat know that they can beat this team. Just don't psych yourself out, and they did not. That's all I got to say for this video, y'all. I'm super hyped. Make sure to like and subscribe for the great Heat win today. I do greatly appreciate it. And I'll see y'all next time. Let's get it. Peace out. Look, pull up in the city trying to get that dead fast. Like, do it on my own. I don't need no dead weight. Like, had to kill him off. Yeah, I need a head space. You know this homegrown bitch don't offend me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.